Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You having any of it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. It is true. I am the reigning, defending, often imitative and never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today we're going to have a fabulous two-hour show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking UFC, we're talking boxing, we're talking mixed martial arts. You got it. Bellator Fighting Championships, Thursday night, Spike TV. There's a new kid on the block as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. Of course, boxing tonight, Juan Manuel Lopez coming back from two knockouts and three fights. I'm talking about his losses to Orlando Salido, who was licked like a stamp by Mikey Garcia last week. But Juan Ma coming back tonight on DirecTV live from Puerto Rico. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, when I say toll-free, it means it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Bit of a celebration in the Ring Talk studios today. Having hit 39 pounds, that's right, lost 39 pounds, started off at 205, dropped it down to 165 pounds, 165 and change. Straight up, feeling good, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Once again, our toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're doing the Twitter thing. Yeah, you can tweet us. Twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk, RINGTALK. This is the fabulous sounds of East Bay Soul and my man Greg Adams.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
He's young, he's handsome.
They know it.
He's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion of the world.
I saw Sonny Liston a few days ago, Cash.
Ain't he ugly? He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
We are brought back by the sound of the mighty Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, spent three sets with them this week. Yoshi's Oakland, California, Jack London Square, 45 years later, and they've only moved two blocks in Jack London Square. No, they were fabulous. Great show, great people. I want to thank Emilio Castillo, the band leader, and his family for the fine amenities. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Sam Solomon, that's right, 39 years old, man, a guy from Australia, not considered the greatest fighter in the world, had a late start in boxing, 24 years old, turning pro, now 44 and 11, 17 KOs, a controversial unanimous winner, 12 rounds, over former WBA middleweight champion, 160 pounds, Felix Sturm. Remember Felix? About 10 years ago, he was robbed. The Las Vegas judges put a gun to his head and took a fight from him that he had won with Oscar De La Hoya. In fact, they scored the 12th round for De La Hoya, two of the judges, which is absolutely preposterous. Anyway, Sturm now 37-4-2, 16 KOs, a longtime WBA champion, obviously from Germany. He and Solomon hooked up pretty good. Solomon got dropped in the second round, and Solomon was in trouble a couple of times, but he worked his way back. I mean, he came back into the fight, and the scores were turned in. And I said to watch these scores. This is what I said. You read my column yesterday at ringtalk.com when I lay out the odds and predictions for this fight. I said, watch the scorecard of Benoit Rassal of Quebec, Canada. I said, watch his scorecard. Didn't I? Well, guess what? One website said, blah, blah, blah. Judge Benoit Rassal of Quebec turned in a ridiculous 116-111 score, while Mickey Van of England and Steve Weissel had a 114-113. Okay, all for Solomon. 116-111, what could I tell you? Listen, when you bring in these judges, you've got to put them under the microscope. And you have to tell them, the sanctioning bodies or whoever in charge has got to, you know, relay the message to them. We're not looking for a house decision here. We're not looking for a JoJo Guerra 118-110, 10 rounds to 2 win that he gave Ray Leonard over Marvin Hagler. We know that fight was really razor close, although I had Ray Leonard winning 7-5, okay? You got to tell these judges, you know, that home cooking ain't happening. But home cooking was happening. That's what he tried to do last night. Of course, the guy from Canada, 116-111. Anyway, Sturm, probably getting long in the tooth now. As I said, it was Oscar De La Hoya probably about 10 years ago. So he is getting long in the tooth. I want to wish him the best because his boxing days, I believe, are over with. Seriously. I mean, he should just think about doing other things. Juan Manuel Lopez, we'll get to that in just a minute. Of course, he's going live tonight on DirecTV. DirecTV, is it worthy? I mean, DirecTV and boxing? Well, if you remember, it was DirecTV that brought you the Christy Martin's fights when she was getting whooped up there on DirecTV, and nobody had the DirecTV. Remember that? Nobody had the DirecTV, the dish. Nobody had it. Like 16 people across the country had it, and unfortunately, nobody saw Christy Martin get lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Soumya Anaya. Soumya came to fight. She won. And somebody got like $5,000 for her next fight, and Christy got $75,000. Unbeaten welterweight Omar Henry has passed away in Chicago. Syria, 27 years, what is he, 25 years old, 12-0, one draw, nine KOs. It's a little weird. Nobody knows what's happening here. I'd like to see. He posted something on Facebook, and he said he is fighting the battle of his life against gallbladder cancer. And he just died. So I don't know if it's suicide or the cancer came a knocking or whatever it was, but I want to mention that Omar Henry passed away at the age of 25, a young welterweight out of Chicago, Illinois. Now back to the world of boxing. Of course, Friday night there were fights on ESPN2. ESPN2 is coming into its own. I mean, maybe not Teddy Atlas. I mean, Teddy you sort of get tired of right away. I mean, but Teddy's a good guy. I mean, he really is. I mean, he's done some fabulous things. He really has. As far as the Staten Island and the recovery from that hurricane back there and that storm, I mean, he's always being mentioned on different cable channels, the Theodore Atlas Foundation and Teddy Atlas and this and that. Of course, he runs his father's foundation. His father was a doctor, and they've done a lot of charitable things out there. So whether or not Teddy is a great boxing announcer is another story. Teddy's a pretty good person. I mean, he and him have butted heads a couple times, and one time I told him he couldn't pull that New York crap on me at Madison Square Garden. He knew exactly what I was talking about, and he backed up. But he's not a bad guy. He really isn't. He deserves a ton of respect for the work he is doing in the world of charity. As far as boxing is concerned, he's doing okay. I mean, it's nothing fabulous. I mean, you hear him on TV, yeah, he likes to tell the truth, and he's blunt and he's honest, but he ain't all that honest. I mean, there's certain things he can mention, like the fact that when he sets up fights for his guys, those his guys. I mean, one night he went on a rant and a rave that that this guy had lost 25 fights in a row. This guy that was fighting, he lost 25 fights in a row. All right, but it was okay for Teddy to put his guy in, excuse me, with a guy that lost 24 fights. So I guess the magic cutoff date there, or the number, is 25. If you lose 25 fights in a row, you can't be used by Teddy Atlas. But if you lose 24 fights in a row, it's okay. Your guy can fight you. Friday Night Fires, Carlos the King Molina, as predicted, 21-5-2. Now, only six KOs. I wish this guy could punch, because he would have ended all of us in the misery of watching Corey Spinks. Of course, he is the son of Leon Spinks, the nephew of Michael Spinks, the only light heavyweight to win the heavyweight championship. 39-8, 11 KOs of Spinks. Let's hope Spinks retires. I mean, he's watching paint dry, watching grass grow. Are you feeling me here? He's boring, man. I went back to St. Louis one time, and we put this big television production together. We were going to do something called the Corey Spinks. From the mean streets of East St. Louis to world champion. Well, the turkey lost that night to Zab Judah, so we had shot all this video. In fact, Fabio Flores and I, my cameraman, Supreme, the super father that he is up there in Sacramento, California, with Lupe, a big shout-out to them and the kids. But he and I went into East St. Louis after Don King said, Pedro, whatever you do, do not go into East St. Louis. But we had to shoot some footage from East St. Louis. What do you shoot? Downtown St. Louis. This is St. Louis. This is where Leon Spinks and no, that's not where Corey Spinks and these guys grew up. Corey Spinks and these guys grew up in the hood. So I had to go out to the hood. And believe me, when we're talking the hood, we're talking the hood because we saw these gangster looking guys and I drove around the corner. I was driving and Fabio had the camera. I said, drop down the window and, you know, film these guys coming by. And some guy goes, I should shoot you, blah, 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 and showed us a gun. So obviously we did not make a third trip around the corner to take their picture again. That was the footage we sort of kept. But we never ended up using it. We never used it because of the fact that Corey Spinks lost that night to Zab Judah. But last night he lost to Carlos the King Molina. And let's hope that, you know, Molina was jobbed in that fight with James Kirkland. Remember, he was licking Kirkland like a stamp about 6-8 months ago. And his corner entered the ring after a late round knockdown, or they entered the ring like a couple of seconds too early. And the referee, John Shirley, the great official that he is, decided not to disqualify them because you technically could have disqualified them. Oh, but the Texas Commission, realizing that the house fighter was getting beat up, that, you know, there was an investment in Kirkland, no investment in Molina. So, you know, had to go with the investment. This is the boxing establishment, man. Let's be honest, okay? So they went the other way, and they went with Kirkland because the Texas Commission overruled Shirley and said, no, disqualify him. So he disqualified him, and that stunk really bad. Anyway, the scores last night were 119-106 twice, I think, and 120-105. When you get beat 120-105, that means, like, you lost every second of every round, and including the referee's instructions and the national anthem. You mean, you can't You can't lose by – I've never heard of a 120-105 score. I'm scratching my head here. I'm trying to think of the last time I've come. I mean, that's a shutout. A regular shutout would have been 120-108. So he was given three extra points here, was Molina. That's pretty shocking considering he didn't knock anybody down. But that's the way it goes. You know, boxing is broken down into little fights. What am I trying to say? If you have a 12-round fight, you have 12 little fights. If you have a 10-round fight, you have 10 little fights. It doesn't matter what the guy looks like after the fight's over with. It doesn't matter what he looked like in the fifth and the sixth round if he was battered and ready to go. The bottom line was he may have won more rounds. And at the end of the day, that's who wins the fight. So a lot of times when you watch a fight on television and you see a guy that's all busted up at the end getting his hand raised, you say, how could that be? Well, if you'd have kept score, that's right, keep score, folks. Listen, you can't rag about the judges unless you keep score yourself. Oh, that was a horrible decision. Well, did you keep score yourself? No. Well, you don't have a right to bitch if you don't keep score. That's just the way it is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts in the MMA Hour. We'll follow this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll bring in former UFC champion Frankie Edgar, who takes on Jose Aldo in just hours from now for the UFC Featherweight Championship, UFC 156. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and yes, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We'll find out tonight how much the Ali fight took out of Frazier, if anything. And we'll find out tonight just how good George Foreman is in punching and in taking a punch. I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt.
Frazier's hurt.
Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer right next to me, is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner. He is as poised as can be. We have a minute left in this first round, and already this fight is proving out what some have expected. Oh, that left is getting in there. Underneath, Archie Moore is yelling to Foreman. We've got the excitement here that we look for. Frazier is dazed. He is getting hit again and again and again. The same head that was hit so often by Muhammad Ali. Frazier is dazed. You see the countdown for the first round. Foreman has not panicked. Foreman is going about his job. Foreman is all over Joe Frazier. Frazier is down again, and he may be. No, he is rising. He is game. He doesn't know where he is. The mandatory eight count. He doesn't know where he is. Now the round is about to end. Two knockdowns in the first round of Joe Frazier. Down again. No saving by the bell.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're starting a new life. If you're wise, you'll begin rehabilitation.
Little throwback there, piece of Americana, the Mod Squad, the original TV series. Pete, Luke, and Link, I believe. Or what was that chick's, what was the girl's name? Julie Lip, Peggy Lipton, something like that. Excuse me, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts, coming up in the MMA hour, which follows this boxing hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll have Frankie Edgar, that's right, the former lightweight champion, the man challenging Jose Aldo. Aldo was such a complete fighter, I would not know how to prepare for him if I was another fighter. In other words, it was like, how do you prepare to fight King Kong? Seriously, at 145 pounds. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tonight, DirecTV goes live from Puerto Rico. Of course, on top, Juan Manuel Lopez, he twice beaten. What's he, a featherweight now? Junior lightweight? He's talking about moving to 130. Anyway, the bottom line is he's been knocked out in two of his last three fights and by Orlando Salido, who was licked like a stamp just a fortnight ago by Mikey Garcia before Mikey Garcia's nose and Orlando Salido's head came in contact and Mikey Garcia's nose got broken. They stopped the fight and called it a technical decision, which sort of baffled me. I've never had a referee go into a corner and ask a guy, hey, do you want to continue? Your nose is broke or something like that. I never don't remember that off the top of my head. Maybe my current guest does. Of course, he is the writer at ringtalk.com, fight handicapper extraordinaire. You remember any time when they went into a corner and asked a guy, hey, your nose is broke. Do you want us to stop the fight?
No, I never remember anything like that. What just popped in my head was probably the most unusual thing I've ever seen in a fight. I think it was Prince Charles Williams and Murky Sosa when the fight got stopped in both corners. I don't know if you remember that, but that was probably the craziest ending to a fight where both guys couldn't continue, so the fight, I think, ended on a draw.
You know, I might have televised that fight because I televised one Charles Williams fight and they televised a Murky Sosa fight. But I think a Murky Sosa fight was with somebody else. It was in Vegas. I could did two of them. I got to look back in the old time tunnel as far as the archives is concerned for Pedro there. Want to say hello to our folks in Atlanta G on Atlanta GA on 3WE. What's happening in Atlanta GA? We do have toll-free open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. It's boxing this hour. Next hour it's MMA, and I just may slap John Jones around here on the radio. Can't do it in the octagon. So, you know, I'll do it on the radio. Of course, John Jones, the current UFC light heavyweight champion, living and residing out of Atlanta, GA. You are tuning in to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but you know this. Want to make this announcement with my man, Kevin Perry, on the line. Of course, Kevin Perry is the webmaster at ringtalk.com. On March the 1st, the show will go live once again on Facebook. Facebook, the Ustream, will go live on that. On March the 1st, we'll return to YouTube.com. That's right. We were like 15,000 to 20,000 people watching the show a week on YouTube.com. So we're going to return to those two markets. and two mediums, and I'm look forward to this. I've got some help on this one, and of course, it isn't the easiest thing in the world to do, but we'll get it done, and we will have this rocking. Expect the website traffic to pick up. Expect there to be more articles in the forthcoming weeks. Pedro's coming out of his journalistic cocoon, per se. And I will say this. I haven't felt the same since Emmanuel Stewart died in October. Just haven't. I'm not trying to say that I'm boxing impotent, per se, but I just haven't felt the same, folks. So if you can bear with me and get me through this midlife crisis, per se, we will come back swinging. As I said, March the 1st, we expect to launch again the Ustream videos, the live videos, and then, of course, the YouTube.com videos, which we got a lot of play around the world on. So that is the website update. Juan Manuel Lopez tonight, Kevin Perry. Damaged goods, isn't he?
I don't know. Maybe Chilito just had his number, possibly. I don't think the opponent he's fighting is really going to say a whole lot about his development or if he's shot or not. But what kind of baffles me is nowadays a fighter loses a couple of fights and everybody says they're shot. And then there was fighters about 40, 50 years ago that got stopped several times and nobody said they were shot. So
yeah,
it just all depends. But usually when guys start ballooning up in weight all the time, that's usually the sign of they might be shot sooner than later.
Well, my thing with Juan Manuel Lopez is that he's been destroyed in two fights. He wasn't beaten in two fights, Kevin. He was destroyed in both fights. So when you get destroyed, it not only destroys your physical confidence in yourself, which you can do. I mean, it's got to be lingering in the back of your mind all the time. I was never destroyed per se. I was beaten up a couple times, but never destroyed. I think if I was destroyed, I think I would have a different perspective on boxing. Now, if I was destroyed two times in a row, going back for the gold the second time and getting denied, I think that would affect my psyche forever in a day. And I think that's what's happening with Juan Manuel Lopez. I just don't think that he'll ever be able to shake the stigma of being, drilled twice. And what is he, 31-2, 28 KOs? Good-looking kid. I thought he was going to be like the next, I thought he had Ray Leonard-like moves. And then all of a sudden he ran into Salido. Salido's just a bit of a tough guy, and he gets drilled. Aldemar Santos is the opponent, 18-3, 9 KOs. I'll tell you this one. It's a battle of weak chins here. The difference is Juan Manuel Lopez has world-class offensive skills. The Brazilian does not. And Andre Durrell's coming back tonight. I don't know if that's good or bad. Telefutura, Andre Durrell, 21, 14 KOs. Take it on Milton Nunes. Milton Nunes is like Milton, just not that good of a fighter. 25-6-1, 14 KOs. I got Durrell a 3-1 favorite. The difference here is class. Andre has only fought once, though, since 2011. That's in 3 years. And what do you think? Do you think there was neurological damage from that DQ when he got over Arthur Abraham and he's never been the same or what?
I think it's probably a combination of things. I think there was some neurological issues there. I think also the fact that he's had some managerial problems. So I think a lot of that is what's affected his career a lot. And part of the problem is a lot of fighters nowadays, they're not willing to step it up and fight really good fighters all the time. I think he's kind of selective with the type of fighters he fights. I think he probably, he's one of those fighters, he has a lot of family people in his corner and working with him. A lot of times that leads to a lot of bad decision-making. So I think it's just a combination of a lot of those things. But I think to say that he this whole thing with the neurological issues is some facade, I think, is kind of, I think people are taking a little to the extreme. I'm sure he had some issues and recommendations from his doctor.
Okay.
So it seems pretty legitimate to me.
I got an email here from Roger listening in Detroit on the web. He says, Pedro, good call on the fight last night. Can you mention that on the air? I thought I did. Anyway, of course, it was a Felix Sturm fight and a Sam Solomon fight. I said the odds were 9-5 Sturm. The American referee is a good referee. I'm talking about Mark Nelson, and Steve Weisfeld is another judge. The scorecards to watch here are the UK's Mickey Van and the Canuck Benoit Russell. That's what I said. Pass on this fight. Pass meaning bet. Too much on the line and land a Volkswagen for a smart bettor. Solomon, 15 years a pro and 39 years old, will probably do just enough to lose. He ended up winning. But the bottom line is controversy does reign over that. And, of course, beating Felix Sturm by a decision in Germany is no easy feat, Kevin.
Yeah, it's not. But I think he's kind of reaching a point where he's probably gotten so many close decisions that he's just not going to get them all. And I think he's reaching quite a bit past his prime.
Good enough. KP, Kevin Perry in the house. My brother, all the best to you, okay? Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, the MMA Hour. It's happening. It'll follow this hour on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. We'll talk with Frankie Edgar. Will he be the world featherweight champion? Or will he be just another guy fighting Jose Aldo in UFC 156, the main event? Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power in Loveland, taking us to the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you.
La, la, la. When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barky?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yes! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato. This sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Cannot tell you how many times I'll come home at night, the wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No, I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled up f***ing soap in our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold. I'm naked. My f*** looks like a stack of buttons.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy. Well, clearly the sex would be fabulous. I mean, you're strong, you've got a perfect back. I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me?
We'd be all over the room, we'd go on for hours and hours.
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. I want to say hello to the folks down there in San Bernardino listening on KRAK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We have been here 28-plus years now. 28-plus years, the longest-running fight show in history. Should be in the Guinness Book of World Records somewhere. But I imagine if they put me in, they'd like put me in a little small spot in the back. The world's longest-running fight show host. Probably not. Anyway, we have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can tweet us, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk. Or if you want to do the conventional, it's conventional now, email. Yeah, ringtalk, ringtalk@yahoo.com. ringtalk@yahoo.com. When we talked about Andre Durrell coming back, and he's getting some ham and eggs tonight, and Milton Nunes, 25-6-1. Do I think a guy should fight if there's been neurological, how can we put this? Neurological, he's had some issues. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, issues. Of course, you know, the Abraham fight, he didn't fight for a long, long time, and he came back, and he didn't, hasn't fought for 3 years, had one fight in 3 years. I just don't know. I just know if I'd be willing to roll the dice as far as the you know, there's so much risk involved. There really is. There's a whole lot of risk involved. This is your life. I mean, good Lord, you know, you've got brain issues, your brain's not working right, or you've got something wrong, you get hurt, and, you know, these head injuries, people just don't come back from them. Motorcycle accidents, you don't come back from them. Edwin Valero got that motorcycle accident. Remember him? He was the undefeated WBC lightweight title holder fighting out of, I think he was originally out of New York City, New York in that area, but he was fighting out of Venezuela because he couldn't get licensed in the U.S. because of a motorcycle accident. Then he ended up murdering his wife and, like, other people. I mean, he ended up being and killing himself. So, obviously, he had issues. Shouldn't have put that guy back in the ring. Should not have given him a license to box, okay? He just shouldn't have. But he went abroad. He went to Japan. They took him to Mexico. They took him to Venezuela, is where he was hanging out and living, okay? But, you know, I just I there's enough tragedy in the fact that you see these guys coming forward now in the NFL. With traumatic brain injuries and traumatic brain syndrome and concussive, multiple concussion syndrome. I mean, you know, you've got to take notice. These contact sports, you know, banging heads back and forth, it's going to leave damage. It's going to be damaging. But my point, in my view on this whole thing has been regarding combat sports, is that the less padding, the better the fight, and the more conclusive the ending, and the less punishment taken. And that's what we need to look forward to. We need to look to in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Guys that take less punishment. In other words, if you hit a guy on the chin with a 4-ounce glove, chances are he's going to get rocked. But if you hit him on the chin with a 10-ounce glove, and then you repeatedly hit him on the chin over and over and over, well, it just jostles his brain back and forth, and your brain, it sort of sits inside your head, sort of like a pea. In a jar, okay? It's just, so it's got fluid to move around in, you know, to cushion the move, to cushion blows and things like that. But, you know, if you get hit too many times, too often, and in the right spot, guess what? You're going to show the residual effects of being traumatized, have your head traumatized over and over again. So that's why I have come out before, and I think that smaller gloves are the answer in boxing. They have already got smaller gloves in the world of mixed martial arts. And I never understood why a guy in mixed martial arts weighing 125 pounds could wear a 4-ounce glove, and a guy weighing, get this, 265 pounds could also wear a 4-ounce glove. Just doesn't make any sense. I mean, where is the Nevada Commission weighing in on these gloves? But in boxing, because they've had a few deaths in Nevada from boxing, they want to make these gloves bigger. The bigger the glove, they think the less damage is done. Wrong. The more damage done. It's more. I mean, you are hitting somebody repeatedly over and over and over again instead of just hitting them bang and it's over. It's all over. Lights out. Anyway, let's go back to the weekend boxing. I've got a 5-star special as far as bets are concerned. It's coming out of Mexico. Andres Gutierrez, 24-0-1, 20 KOs, taking on Jose Carmona, 18-2, 11 KOs. I've got Andres a 4-1 favorite. Okay, I think I need some Super Bowl money for like chicken wings and things like that. So I'm going to throw 4,000 beans to go home with 5,000 beans. I think this fight is akin to stealing money. You can check out my column regarding the odds prediction. Yes, you know, I am the best handicapper in boxing. Wait. Pedro, self-praise is worthless. Yes, I know that. But I was the last top-ranked ESPN boxing handicapper, and I beat the best in the world as far as handicapping is concerned. I beat Dave Koken in Las Vegas. Of course, he's the guy you see on USA Cable and all these cable shows telling you to dial his 900 line. He's a big, you know, big cable guy as far as football and handicap and all that kind of stuff is concerned. But I beat him. Only by one fight, but I beat him. I beat the late Jack Welch. I beat all those guys. I even beat Herb Lambeck. Herb Lambeck was the handicapper for Leroy Sportsbook and Boxing Update magazines and Flash magazine, and, of course, for this show for a long time, out of Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas, Nevada. But I was Bob Arum canceled this contest after I won it. He paid me the $500 that I got for first place, but he canceled the contract after I won. And the bottom line is, as I said, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth, but I really like this. I think if I was betting, if I had some money to throw down, this is the direction I go. Andres Gutierrez, I'd look it up on the web somewhere and see if there's a internet website hosting this fight, because I think that is the bet of the week. Frankie Gomez, 14-0, 11 KOs, taking on Leonard Lane. That's in Las Vegas. Battle of Club Fighters, not bad. You know, they'll hook it up. 13-2, 8 KOs is Lane. And I figure Frankie will win that one. He's a 9-5 fight favorite. But Vegas is renowned for all the big shows. Leonard Hagler, Leonard Hearns, Holmes Cooney, Tyson this, Chavez that. Okay, I can go on and on. I'll leave this, okay? But it's really the club shows, like the club shows used to have at the Orleans Hotel. You know, when BAM Promotions used to throw shows there on a regular basis, once a month they'd film them and things like that and put them out on on TV and try to syndicate. They had all kinds of big ideas and, you know, didn't have any real chiefs involved. It was all a whole lot of guys running around like a bunch of Indians. They needed a couple of chiefs in that one, but that folded. Of course, they own the former gym, the Las Vegas Ringside Gym, owned by the great Johnny Taco, and they bought that up and they sold that as well. So they got out of boxing, did BAM Promotions. I guess it sort of coincided with the dip in the housing crisis because BAM was building houses in Vegas. And when the real estate market went in the dumps probably about 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago, well, so did they. So the bottom line is BAM's not in it. But these club shows in Vegas, this is the heart and soul of Nevada boxing. You just don't know it because all you see are the live events. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to take an early break here. We'll come back with Ava Knight, the Mexicutioner. That's right, Ava Knight. She goes to Mexico. They should ban her from going in the country. She's went down there and beat six Mexican girls in a row, some of them world champions. But she's next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. And she told me, it can break your heart out. And put you in misery.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought you told me he was solid muscle.
Well, he's much stronger than he looks.
This is something off the Dinosaur Tracks. Not released in the USA, was recorded in the early 1980s when Michael Jeffries on lead for Tower Power. They released this in the early part of this century as far as the Dinosaur Tracks CD. Pretty hot stuff. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and that's what I do at TowerOfPower.com. I come up with recordings you may or may not have heard before. That's why foreign releases, things like that, stuff not released here in the United States. Check it out. Is Ava ready to rock? You ready to... Hey, the first lady of boxing is in the house, folks, of course. She's whooping on so many Mexican girls, I wanted to call her on the phone and say, this is the Mexican ambassador, you're no longer welcome in my country. But I can't do that, I'm not the Mexican ambassador, but she beat another girl. Ava, what's happening, man? Are they going to let you in the country anymore or what?
You know, I hope so. I still got a lot more to beat.
Is there a Ava Knight, is there a line of Mexican girls down there in Mexico that I have a bullseye on you or what?
You know, I think every time I fight, that line gets really short. So there's a few of them. You know, that I still want to fight, and you know, I still want my rematch against my one loss.
Okay, tell me about Anna Maria Torres. What is she doing these days? What weight is she fighting at?
You know, she just had her baby, and she should be getting back in the gym, I think, in a few months. So I guess we'll find out what weight she returns to.
All right. First question is after a girl has a baby and she comes back to fight, are you working the body?
You know, I've heard different stories. You know, people say that after women have babies, they come back 200%. So, you know, I'm going to have to work every part of her.
You know, I, having been a policeman, had a lady break her bag and the water bag in the backseat of my police car one time. We were rushing to a children's hospital. Childbirth is not an easy task. And I just tell you, having watched my child get born, things like that, it's just not an easy task. So I really don't envy you women regarding childbirth concern. Now, what's next for you? Now, you know, it's like five fights in a row in Mexico, right? Four or five?
Yeah, I think that's the fifth one.
Yeah, so you like are you moving down south? Or you got yourself a beach, a summer home down there? What's going on?
You know, we're just hoping that we can get some more fights. You know, since I have a Mexican promoter and I'm fighting in Mexico, the only money for me over there is to fight more Mexicans, and that's getting really short. And you know, the TV out here in the United States isn't pushing for the women yet, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to fight, you know, the European girls and girls like that, but I'm still waiting for it. You know, we got our two other champions in the Bay Area that I want to get at and take the title. So, you know, hopefully we can make that happen.
Okay, now you're running out of women to fight, and I heard that you challenged was it Hugo Cazares, the former flyweight champion, the male? He's a male. You challenged him to an exhibition or what?
You know, it was sort of a misinterpretation, I think.
Are you dogging Mexican men now? Is that what's going on? You got
I'm
tired
running out of women.
You got tired of running out of women, beating up on women. So you're beating up on the small Mexican guys. Now, what's going on with that?
No, you know, they asked me about that at the press conference, and I don't speak a word of Spanish, which is really hard. And I guess I answered yes to that question. But, you know, if he's willing to do it, I'm willing to get out there.
That's my girl. So nothing on the planning board right now, right? You sort of just chilling for a few weeks away?
Yeah, you know, they said we're looking to get another fight in April. No opponent yet. So, you know, we're just waiting for someone with some cojones to come out.
Yeah, it might be a male if you're looking for that. Anyway, I wish you the best. It's always good to talk to you. It's always good to read these reports on you, this and that you travel across the border and that you come back with your belt and your title intact and this and that. And not too many individuals in boxing can do that, Ava. So you must be, like, dominating these girls. So I wish you the best. I congratulate you, and I will talk to you real soon, Princess Kay.
Yeah, thank you.
All the best. Ava Knight, folks. She rocks. She rocks. Check her out. BoxRec.com. She's also on Facebook. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the MMA hour is still to come. Frankie Edgar, of course, the former lightweight champion of the UFC. Now the number one contender at featherweight. Now, can he take out Jose Aldo? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that with Frankie Edgar in hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our toll-free phone lines remain the same. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the email address, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. You want to check us out on the Twitter thing, you can tweet us, twitter.com, using the hash mark, ringtalk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check this, folks. This is the longest-running fight show in history, 28-plus years now, and I thank you so much if you're part of this show, part of the family, part of the Ring Talk family of listeners. I thank you for being part of that. If you're joining us for the very first time today, don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sunday. We've got the Sunday wrap of all the Saturday night fights, be it boxing, mixed martial arts, a little pro wrestling as well. Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, this is the Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, both on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Who's that lady? That's Ava Knight. Props to the world champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.